Hey, look, we're in the Kona N.
Yep.
This is the hot version. This is the car that you need. This is the only car that you will ever need forever and ever.
Wow. Okay.
SUV versatility, and you can take it on track. And it can be your only car, gets good gas mileage, it's small enough to park it. You will never need another car. This does it all.
Are you writing the marketing brief for this car now?
No, I read the marketing brief.
Oh, there you go. That makes more sense. Okay, yes. That is exactly what's going on. The key thing to think about here is this is the penultimate result of us only buying SUVs. What's happened here?
The final...
Yes, it is the final straw, because here's what's happened. Because the whole world wants SUVs, and maybe we all want them, or maybe we just not thought beyond that.
I thought the whole world wanted a Coke and a smile.
That was years ago.
Does that include SUVs?
Years ago. Now we all want SUVs, and we don't want them in a color.
Nobody told
me. These are key, all right? Because the U.S. specifically has an aversion to wagons. What's happening now is they're even taking away the hot hatchbacks.
Yeah.
Because this is the entire running gear of the Hyundai Veloster N, which we really like. Now, I will admit, the Hyundai Veloster N is a weird three-door thing. I understand that. But ultimately, what is it? It's a hot hatchback.
Yeah.
And Hyundai first killed the Veloster and left the Veloster N. Now, they are killing the Veloster N. And if you want the closest thing they now sell to the Veloster N, it's now this, the Kona N.
I like this car.
It's good.
I like that it exists. Mm-hmm. I like that N is now very special nomenclature from Hyundai. I like that it means developed in Namyang and developed on the Nürburgring.
Yes.
N stands for so many things.
It does.
Most of all, performance. And nobody is ready for this because
you're right.
Most people on the road think, ah, little SUV, hatchbacky thing, and then you're gone.
Yes.
You can beat pretty much everybody off the line. Well, there's a little bit of turbo lag, and the car can't quite decide if you're serious or not. And then if you stick your foot in it and you keep it there... It knows you're serious.
You know how to tell it you're
serious?
You
might as well pin your head back against the seat.
Here's how you tell you're serious. It's this little button right here. NGS. The N-Gren shift goes down the lowest gear possible, gives you overboost.
There it is.
That's everything it can do. I get the little front wheel drive squirreliness.
Yeah.
I get 20 seconds of overboost that takes this from 276 horsepower to 286 in overboost.
Yeah.
This is genuinely fast.
Are we grinning?
We are.
Did it work?
Maybe out of terror. No, but N-Gren shift is unbelievably contrived.
But
and I can't believe I've just said it multiple times.
It's dorky enough to work.
Maybe.
It's just goofy enough to be like, okay, I'll give that to you.
Thankfully, it does work, though. It does actually. Yeah. It drops the lowest gear possible in the 8-speed transmission, which is a good DCT, and it gives you that little bit of overboost, that 10 extra horsepower.
Yeah.
And this thing takes off. It takes off so much you have to, not as bad as the old Mazda Speed 3, but in that kind of world where it's kind of like, whoa, all right, we got it, we're good. The front wheel drive just takes off and trouts its way down the road.
Yes.
You're off, man.
It's
very cool.
It's a cartoon character.
It's like
a little caricature of really hot sports cars. It's like the little wannabe, and it's got something to prove. It's taking you along for the ride, and it is fun. And by the way, Hyundai likes their acronyms. There's N Power Shift, there's N Track Sense Shift, but they clearly state you can take this on track, good gas mileage when you're cruising around in normal mode.
Yep.
And then, you're sitting like you're at a dinner table. You're sitting up high and straight forward.
Very vertical, yep.
That SUV kind of thinking, even though the car could sit lower on its suspension, it's still got way too much jounce.
You know what it'd be? Would it be like if you dropped it on its suspension? It'd be like a hatchback.
But we can't call it a hatchback.
This would be a hatchback if you actually put it on its suspension like it should. One of my real critiques of this... Because I understand it's an SUV, I get it, is the fact that it feels like it's on its tiptoes, and not like on its tiptoes ready. Like, if you just settle down...
I feel like I'm on my tiptoes.
If you just settle down, you'd be more balanced. It's abrupt in all of its movements, and it has a lot of body roll. Because it's an SUV, if you lowered this back down, it would become a hatchback, and it would actually handle better.
Yes!
That doesn't mean it handles bad, because it handles surprisingly well.
Yep.
There's just a lot of body roll, and you have this kind of tipsy up-high feel. You're going faster than a high chair in this, and it's impressive.
Yes!
Okay? When I drive this, I just keep thinking, this exact Kona would be better lowered and turned into a hatch.
Yes. Why don't we embrace it? Why were hatchbacks considered not the cool thing anymore? They've always been cool, and I think they will always be cool. But this car feels like you're standing while driving.
It does, yes. Like a stand-up desk.
It kinda
is. It's a stand-up desk for your automotive enjoyment. It's going to be great.
Yep.
I hear you.
It's got great backseat space when you fold the seat down. I'm not talking about sitting back there. That's terrible because it's a tiny little hatch.
It is little.
But when you fold the seats, lots of space. It's pretty usable, pretty functional. You could maybe get all four of your track tires in the back, go to the track, but I guess you don't need to because it already comes with Pirelli P0s.
I can't believe that, by the way.
19-inch
yep.
and really good brakes. Customize your settings with the two blue buttons on the steering wheel.
Yep.
You can choose what you want the car to do.
Yep.
It's already got five modes, but then you can kind of customize the exhaust, the stability control, what you want the throttle response to feel like.
Yeah.
That is Hyundai's hallmark for N vehicles, and yes. I love that they did that recipe on this. It just needs to be lower, so it's a hatchback, because it's as big as a hatchback. It looks like a hatchback. Imagine just 3-4 inches lower. Hatchback.
This is more usable than the Veloster N. I will definitely say that.
It's more usable.
You have more back seat space.
It's got an extra
you have
door.
You have real door. Exactly. Four whole doors. You have an actual hatch space. I get the usability of it. I'm not actually blaming Hyundai or pointing fingers at Hyundai for this because this is the industry right now. It's SUVs are all we're building. And if everybody was buying the Veloster, they wouldn't have made this.
True, but
what
they didn't,
done
and they
is,
needed to do
exactly.
something onto a
and I and
hatch.
I love this drivetrain we're in love with. This 2 liter is powerful, and I love the customization, as you said. They have better customization than almost anybody out there. When they offer a performance vehicle, most people go, here are your modes, and you can tweak this one little thing.
Right.
Hyundai said, here are the modes, and here are all the parameters. What do you want to do?
Exactly, which is excellent. All right, so let's take a look at the styling. The fender arches that are usually the black plastic and kind of make it look like an off-roady sort of SUV are now painted, but that means there's six surfaces between the hood and the fender just doing things. Lots of highlights, a lot of visual interest. It looks snorty. If you look really close, it looks kind of aggressive, and you think, that's a little bit different. That looks like a hot hatch. Hatch UV.
Yeah. Hatch UV!
Or something.
That is the title.
Right.
It is a Hatch UV, ladies and gentlemen. We coined it here. There's a registered trademark on it. It goes forward from here. That's it.
So look around the back. The lights that you think are the lights are not the lights. Same thing with the headlights. Those are not the headlights. Those are the turn signals. You got to drop down lower to see the actual headlights. But Hyundai's getting away with introducing fresh new styling. It looks interesting and fun, and the N designation has that red pinstripe along the black trim, and the color is sort of blue. It's sonic blue, but it's not a blue, and it doesn't look like blue, even though it's sort of like a dirty white.
It's not white. It's not blue. It's not gray.
Doesn't look
it's
good on
none
camera.
Of the above. It's very hard to color correct and make it look like it looks to your eye.
Look at the back. It's got the dual-layer rear spoiler with the triangular-shaped rear center rear light.
Very cool.
Very aggressive. And then when you get in, you're just left with an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real trim that would say this is premium, but it doesn't have to be because this is almost $36,000, somewhere in there, right?
And it's loaded.
Just under.
It's loaded at under $36,000. Now, you can't get it in all-wheel drive, which is a bit of a bummer.
It's only front-wheel drive,
But this has everything that Hyundai is doing now. Their interface is good. Of course, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, all of that
it's
is
got
good.
It. It's got
Their iPad up here that does all of the screens. I mean, it looks like an iPad. Turn it off. It really looks like an iPad. It looks like an extra big phone. But that's really
there
good.
Thumbprints on it?
Totally. You
Who
can,
was
you
trying
could.
To reach through the steering wheel and
we're
touch this?
We're going to do that. That day is coming. So all the screens are good and bright and everything's very usable. There's nothing to slight about the usability of this.
No.
I mean, there's actual buttons and knobs. I mean, they've
actual
mixed things
buttons.
Up.
That is huge.
You're right, though. It's just, it's the very abrupt, it's the van.
It's the car you drive while standing.
I like that. You got to drive.
We all want to talk about the go-fast parts we're thinking of putting on our vehicles, but what about the stop-fast parts? Brakes are an essential part of your vehicle's maintenance, and upgrading is better than just simply replacing. You can transform your vehicle into a stopping powerhouse with a PowerStop brake upgrade kit that includes carbon ceramic brake pads, drilled and slotted rotors, and all the stainless steel hardware that you need to complete your upgrade.
PowerStop is on a mission to provide a complete and affordable brake upgrade kit for pretty much every vehicle on the road. If you tow, they have that. Off-road, track days, they have all that as well. They even have kits for brand new vehicles like our Toyota GR86. Take care of your brakes and even improve them by heading to PowerStop.com and entering your vehicle's information into their easy-to-use brake finder that'll match you with the right brake kit for your vehicle.
The most interesting part of the car is the steering wheel. Look around the interior. There's relatable shapes. There's the hot dog shape, and there's a lot of circular shapes. But that's just relatable. It's going to look good. It's going to look fine. There's good textures. And it does feel premium without looking premium.
It doesn't feel cheaply made, even though it doesn't look like a premium
interior.
It doesn't look
like it, but it feels pretty good.
Yeah.
But the most interesting thing in the car is the steering wheel. So the driver will be having most fun because they're driving anyway, but still, look at all this cool textures and shapes and colors, and there's stuff going on with this car. The paddles are huge. They're not just little ears. They're actually, they're pretty large.
Mm-hmm.
There's some seriousness about this car. The textures are almost 20 years ago Audi. The good stuff.
It does feel good, yes.
Actually, that really
is,
good.
It's great to interact with, for sure.
And the seating position is tall,
mm-hmm.
but the seats are really good. They thought about seats over here.
That's
the
good.
Lumbar, even though that seat is not power. Ooh, got more lumbar over here. I think I'll sit up straighter.
Yeah. Can we get you more into a standing position? It's one of those chairs that lifts you up to standing. It's one of those.
Pretty much does. Look at the meat between the floorboard and the top of the seat. Look how much seat there is. They're sitting way up. That makes it the SUV.
I guess.
Right?
The hatch-UV.
Hatch-UV.
Here we are.
All right. This car is not offered with a manual transmission. Unfortunately.
The Veloster was.
The Veloster was, and you'd think that would turn it into the hatchback. But they wanted to keep it SUV, keep it accessible as to as many people as possible. So that means there is a DCT, 8 speeds,
yes.
with wet friction like a bike.
Yep.
So that means you can take it to the track and not worry about your transmission and thrash it.
Get a subscription for your P0 tires and go to the track.
Yes, that is appealing. And if this is the car you're looking at for only one car, this is what the Golf R should be. This energy and this feeling and the way it drives and you're in sport mode, it just sort of feels ready to go at all times. You're on boost, and then when you go NGS,
oh,
I can totally feel that 10 extra horsepower.
Yes!
Totally feel
well,
it.
Well, it finds that lower gear
We're
and gets
booking,
really serious.
Man.
Yes, it goes. It
oh,
definitely
wow.
goes.
That's pretty quick.
It's very impressive. The dynamics here are excellent.
They're excellent, except that initial turn, you feel like, I'm sitting really tall.
For the fact that it is a little SUV and it should be lower. If you take that out of the equation, then you're going, this actually handles really well.
It does.
It's too tall, but it
just
handles great.
Reminds you that you're sitting way up high.
Yes.
If only 3 or 4 inches, just make that part of the N package. And we're good.
You and I are not guys that ever say stance a car until now.
Stance this thing.
This needs to be stanced.
Yes.
It would be perfect.
Yeah, chucking into most corners, you're going to surprise everybody. Mm-hmm. The P0s will grip like crazy.
Yes.
Everybody will be like, what is that little thing?
Uh-huh.
N what? N line?
Yeah.
Nope, not the N line. It's the N designation tuned on track, and that does make it special. And for this price, it could be the do-it-all car. You could put winter tires on here and be fine. Front-wheel drive.
Yeah.
And I like that it keeps it a little bit lighter, not being all-wheel drive.
Yeah, it's 3,300 pounds, which is not very heavy.
Not bad.
Most cars being shot for, and most, if not all SUVs you can think of, weigh more than this at 3,300 pounds.
Yeah.
That is where the front-wheel drive helps you. This
weighs as much as a hatchback, you realize?
That's weird.
It's kind of like a hatchback.
Huh, that's really strange. Those
hatch
are hatchback numbers. Anyway, the other thing about this that I keep thinking when I drive it is, there's one mode it doesn't have.
Okay.
And that is the sit-down, calm-down mode. Because it's always excitable.
Well, I tried Eco.
It
dialed back to Eco here.
It's still jittery. It's wonderfully juvenile. And sometimes you want it to grow up just a little bit. You just want to grow up just... Okay, you're 17 and awesome. I need you to be 25 for the next 10 minutes. Okay? Just
but
stop being juvenile.
That setting is not in drive mode.
It doesn't happen.
It isn't here.
But it,
you're right.
But it does mean it's fun all the time. It's just sometimes you want to just want to sit. You just want to sit down.
See, normal is, it's still frantic. It's still
on edge.
It is
frantic is a good word. It is very frantic.
It's just ready to go.
Which is really fun, but then every now and then you want to be like, you know what I want to do? I need a chill mode. That should be just chill.
Should be chill.
Yeah.
With as many acronyms and contrived names on here, chill would work just fine.
In chill?
And
or no, chill in. Chill in. It needs a chill in mode, Hyundai.
It's I like
very
it.
Fun.
It's just
it
not the car that I want. Mm. It's too tall, and if I'm going to get a hatchback, there's other choices on the market. There are. Mm. But for the do-it-all car, and it still offers that track thing dangling out here, kind of asking you to chase that, that's pretty special. Not every car company kind of tells you to take your car to the track.
True. I'm thinking about competitors to this, and I can think of three real quick. This is far more fun and interesting to drive than the Subaru Crosstrek, which is also a hatch UV.
Yes.
But the Crosstrek...
That's a low bar. Like, riding lawnmowers are far more engaging.
But the Crosstrek is more all-purpose, all-weather usable with the great all-wheel drive system. It is more fun than the excellent Mazda CX-30, but the Mazda CX-30 has a more luxurious feel.
Yes.
It is much more SUV than the GTI, and the GTI feels more premium.
Yes.
But the GTI can't get the fun demeanor of this. It has the more luxury feel, but it can't quite get as frantic and fun as this.
True.
So it's kind of, where do you land as a driver? All of the things I've mentioned are similar in price. They're all similar in size. This is the craziest of that foursome, for sure.
I was at a light, and there was some kind of blah car next to me.
Probably an SUV. Probably in white, gray, or black.
White SUV, I hate to say it. I don't know who the driver was. I didn't even look. But they thought, I'm going to give it the beans. I'm going to beat this car. And I was half throttled, and I thought, really? You don't know what this is.
Yeah, true.
And then I gave it all the throttle. Mm. And I checked my rearview mirror, and they were a dot.
Yes, that's true.
That's what's fun about this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it does take the corners well. It's just not a sports car.
Yeah.
It's just not. It pretends, it wants to be, it aspires to be, when it grows up, wants to be a sports car. And that's no bad thing, because the things it can do, it shouldn't. If it were 3 or 4 inches lower, it would.
Oh, we have fun. At least we have fun. Hatch UV.